May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In 1 John, the last chapter, move my little tags there, says, this is the witness that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know you have eternal life. Again, he says, he who has the Son has eternal life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have eternal life. Eternal life is not just going to heaven one day. It's life as it's lived in heaven. But including that's forgiveness and Christ. But he says, if you don't have the Son, you don't have the life. It says in John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received him, not as many as received it, as many as prayed the prayer, as many who did the sacrament, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. There's this play. I want to talk to you just a little bit about our daily walk with the Lord and how supernatural it is, but how simple it is. Colossians 2:6 has always been one of my favorite scriptures that talk about how to walk with the Lord on a daily basis. It says, just as you've received Christ Jesus, your Lord, so walk ye in him. I don't believe that scripture is saying, now you've received Christ Jesus, Lord, so walk in him. I think it means what it means. The same way you received him is the same way you walk with him. Just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk in him. Travis is here. I remember the first class I ever went to at Southeastern Bible College 400 years ago. Our teacher in Doctrine 101 was a man named Alden Gannett. He was the president, one of the godliest men I ever met. And he talked about walking in the Spirit, daily walk. And he used the term, he used the language of walk. He said, now what does it mean to walk? You take one step at a time. He said, you can't take one step at a time looking backward at what's in the past. You can't stop and be introspective of what's going on now. It's about moving and keeping your eyes forward and one step at a time. He didn't say run in the Spirit. He says walk in the Spirit, one step, one step. And he said, you know, and it's interesting too about walking, one leg's dependent on the other. It's hard to walk if you only have one leg. So there's this dependence, there's one step, you keep it in front of you. That place in Colossians 2 says, just as you received him, so walk in him. Now, there can't be a receiving unless there's a giving or an offer. Just as we said earlier, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. How does Jesus offer himself to us when we became a Christian? Was it by our workings, by our earnings, by doing spiritual calisthenics, by doing enough disciplines? No. He says in Scripture in Ephesians 2, it's the gift. And Jesus offered himself to us, and the gift of eternal life that's in him, he gives to us. God so loved the world that he what? Gave. And so to receive, it means there has to give. But if there's a give, if somebody's giving you something as a gift in this person, Jesus, all you have to do is receive. And we receive how? By faith. Faith is knowing. Faith is substance. You may not can see it and touch it in the physical realm, but it's substance. You got it. You know it. You have it. If you got substance, I don't have to ask for it anymore. I got it. When I hold this book in my hand, it's substance. I don't have to keep saying, well, give me my Bible. No, I got it. By grace, you're saved through faith. It's the gift of God, not a result of works, lest any man should boast. That's how you got saved. But Jesus said in Romans chapter 5, verse 10, that he didn't just come to save us from the wrath of God by his death, but he wants to continually save us by his life. Well, how do you experience that? How do you experience Christ saving you from yourself and from sin and all the stuff? Well, just as you received him, you walk in him. There's got to be a giving if there's a receiving. And receiving is always by faith. And whenever somebody gives me something and I receive it, there's always a simple response as the evidence that I've received it. Thank you. Faith is no more complicated than that. Because if you thank somebody for something, as far as you're concerned, it's done. You got it. That's faith. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the Son of God. He said he wants to save me by his life. The very life that I received when I got saved wants to save me today from self, from sin, from the onslaughts of the enemy, the defeat that the enemy wants to bring. But how do I do that? I walk. One step at a time. Doing what? Just as you received him, so walk in him. So there's a step-by-step receiving by faith of what? Not of what? Not a formula, but a hymn. The Bible's a hymn book. H-I-M. It's not a how-to book. There are principles, but in the end, the how-tos are all about plugging you into the who-to. It's a step by step receiving him, just like you received him. It's like this. Jesus lived on earth the life that he lived, which was sinless, so that he could give himself for me on the cross once and for all. So Jesus lived the life that he lived on the earth. Jesus lived on this earth the life that he lived so he could give himself for me, so that risen from the dead, he could come live in me. So that he could give himself to me again and again and again. So that he can live the life that he lives on the earth through me. That's the Christian life. The life that he lived on the earth, he lived so he could give himself for me. So that risen from the dead, he could come and live in me. So that again and again, not once and for all, but again and again, he can give himself to me, the one who lives in me, so that he can live through me the life that he lives on the earth. You with me? He gave, and I received. Now he lives in me, and he wants to give and give and again himself. He makes himself available to me so that he can live the life he lived on the earth through me now. And so the Christian life, how did I receive him the first time around? I received him by saying, thank you. So now step by step, temptation by temptation, moment by moment, stress by stress, relationship by relationship, thank you. Thank you. In absolute confidence that the one who gave himself for me is now once again offering himself to me, who lives in me, so he can live the life he lived on the earth, live now through me. And all I got to do is what I did before, receive again and again and again and again, just like you got saved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In absolute total confidence that I've received again. Not someone to come in me, but someone who lives in me already, who wants to live his life through me for every single moment. It really isn't any more complicated than that. We want to make it so deep that it becomes so deep that it's beyond our capacity to dive there. But I'm telling you, if they steal our Bibles and take everything we have and all your books and tapes, no more Christian television, that'd be thanks be to God Almighty. Then you, if you understood what I just said, you got enough to walk in the Spirit. Amen? The life that he lived on earth, he lived so he could give himself for me once and for all. So that risen from the dead, he can come live in me and give himself to me again and again every moment so he can live the life that he lived on earth through me. That's the Christian life. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.